Welcome, everyone, to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, that's the end. this week's episode is a little short. Greg has a little game that we are going to play.
Mm.
Do you have a name for the game?
Oh, God, no. I usually do that, too. I usually come up with some stupid name for the game.
Side note. Name of the game was, I believe, a song on the Blade 2 soundtrack, and we'll be talking about Blade next week.
Good teaser. Name of the game? Is that, is that like that, it's the name of the game song? That one?
I think you're trying to sing that one.
I think we're talking about the same thing.
I think. Let me see here. So if you describe the game, and we'll come up with a title for it.
Okay. So the game, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's just I did a little research on some phobias, some weird phobias, and I'm pretty much just going to ask Keith, going to give him the name of the phobia. I'm wondering if I should ask you if you know it outright. And then, if not, I have it can be multiple choice.
Yeah,
I don't know. I picked some weird ones. Well, I don't know. What were we gonna say?
Hey, is this? Oh, hang on. There's an ad here. Stupid fucking ads. Yeah. God, I'm having the same problem you're gonna have next week.
It's amazing how you know these things in advance.
Yeah, did I not tell you I'm psychic now?
Yeah.
Well, you'll know it right now. You should. Boy, this intro is way longer than I thought it was. Such offensive language.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the one that you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got this list of phobias, and I've got some different options of what they are. Should I give it to you, and then you try to say what you think it is right off the bat?
Yeah.
If you don't know.
Yeah, because I'm good at, like, Latin roots and stuff, so I can probably guess most of them.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So we'll kick it off. I've got 9 of them.
Okay.
Let's start off with, first one is androphobia.
Androphobia?
Yeah.
That is fear of people named Andrew that go by Andy.
Good one, but no. Your Latin roots really coming through. Your options are fear of water. Fear of crowds, fear of adult men.
Just those three?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go fear of adult men.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Cause androgyny, like, I was like, maybe there's something in there. That was my
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I think actually, like, it should have been if you're people named Andrew that go by Andy. So
for Andrew, okay. next, astrophobia.
That is fear of getting to the point where you're about to have intercourse, but realizing that you forgot Astroglide at Walmart.
Is it
very specific? My fears are gonna be.
Is it a fear of thunder and lightning?
Okay.
A fear of space,
mm-hmm.
or a fear of flying?
Hmm. Whichever two you came up with for this one, very good.
Mm.
I'm gonna say fear of space.
It is a fear of thunder and lightning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I was a little surprised.
So what was it again?
Astrophobia.
Astrophobia. So my cat has astrophobia.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She just doesn't like it when there's thunder or lightning and she hides under her bed.
She just doesn't like it in general.
No, she doesn't like you either.
I know. It's all right.
She didn't like John either, if it makes you feel any better. So.
Next. Phallophobia.
Phallophobia.
Yes.
That is a fear of failing to get an erection when you're trying to measure length.
No, not exactly.
Is it fear of having a small penis?
No.
Okay.
Is it a fear of erections?
Okay.
A fear of penis-shaped objects? Or a fear of semen?
I'm going to say fear of penis-like objects.
It is not. Is it a fear of erections?
Wow.
Yeah.
Some would say my ex-wife had that.
Yeah. Some would say that.
But she's married now, and her and her wife are very happy, so.
Next one. Hoplophobia.
Hoplophobia.
Yeah.
Fear of humanized rabbits like Bugs Bunny or the bunny that was in the movie Hop.
No.
Okay.
Is it a fear of falling, a fear of firearms, or a fear of jumping?
See, I want to say fear of jumping, but I'm going to say fear of firearms.
That is correct.
Okay.
Good job, Keith.
Thank you.
See, sometimes the problem is the real ones are too specific. So it doesn't sound like something that I would have made up. I feel like that might be one of them. All right. Chiroptophobia.
Chiroptophobia?
Yeah. Chiroptophobia.
That is a fear, not of helicopters, but a fear of that you'll be in a helicopter and something will happen to the pilot and then you have to take over. Am I close?
I bet that is a real phobia. No, is it a fear of cartoon, a fear of chiropractors, or a fear of bats?
Fear of cartoons.
No, it's a fear of bats.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming either.
So all the criminals in Gotham have whatever it was.
Chiroptophobia. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Weird. Very weird. Next is oikophobia.
Oikophobia?
O-I-K-O-phobia.
That's fear of someone seeing your O face and then they'll laugh.
No. Is it a fear of Greek people? A fear of household appliances? Or a fear of frozen items?
I'm going to say fear of Greek people, but I'm guessing you made that up based on the yogurt.
Yes, I did.
So probably household appliances.
You're correct. It is. But you still get it wrong.
I was like, Greg, that is genius.
It is, in fact, a fear of household appliances.
Not a fear of John Stamos eating yogurt?
No, no. Does he do commercials for them?
He used to. Okay, or no.
I thought so.
What yogurt? He did commercials for some Greek yogurt.
Yeah, he would. Next. Well, let's do a little quick count of where you're at. You have one, two, two correct.
Okay.
And one, two, three, four incorrect.
Okay. And just, were there any, so we did six? Is
that right? Yes.
Two. Okay. So now were either of those two ones that I got on the first try without the options? I think there might have been one.
That you got one without?
Yeah, no. Because of my... Oh, no, there wasn't.
No, not at all.
All right.
No. So, if you win out, you still over 50%, if you get all the rest right, we'll say. Spectrophobia.
That is... fear of having your picture taken.
Oh, like an Indian. Like it's going to steal your soul.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Not.
That was a better guess, though.
Is it a fear of mirrors, a fear of movies, or a fear of strobe lights?
Fear of movies.
No.
Ah.
It is a fear of mirrors.
Okay.
Sorry.
So there's no way I can win this then, right?
No.
All right.
But we're still going to finish.
What if I get one of the first two on the first try? Can I get extra then, points for that?
Yeah, I might give you 2 points for that.
Okay.
Next is, and I might say this weird. I'll spell it out after. It's coryophobia. K-O-R-Y-O phobia. Coryophobia?
Wait, spell it one more time.
K-O-R-Y-O phobia. Coryophobia.
Yeah, I would say like coryophobia. Okay, that is fear of being in the Russian ballet but not knowing choreography.
A fear of freezing?
Okay.
A fear of tall buildings?
Okay.
Or a fear of Koreans?
I'm going to go fear of tall buildings.
No.
Ah!
It is a fear of Koreans.
Wow, I did not know that existed.
Yes, yeah. That might have been my favorite one.
That was something that I was sure you just put in there just to mess with me.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like one. This is kind of why I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next is teratophobia. T-E-R-A-T-O phobia.
Teratophobia. That is fear of getting kidnapped by mole people.
Always a legitimate fear, yes. But no. Is it a fear of scary movies, a fear of disfigured people, or a fear of the number four?
Ooh. Well, I'm going to say it is a fear of disfigured people.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
That is correct.
Taking your shirt off now?
Yes. Who says I had one on?
Ah, that's a good point. I did get two other ones right.
Yeah, so you got three right, six wrong.
All right. Well, that was awful.
I mean, they're weird. They're, you know. there was some others that I wanted to do. I could have gone on all day, but no one wants to listen to this for more than 10 minutes.
Well, maybe we'll we've been going to 15, so we got some angry people out there.
I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize.
Just wait until they hear next week's episode. It's going to be a doozy.
All of Keith's prognostications.
Yeah, I'm like the amazing Kreskin.
The amazing Kreskin?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Isn't he like a fortune teller guy?
Was he? I don't know.
Pretty sure he was. Wouldn't he like predict stuff on like Johnny Carson?
Oh, I don't know. That wasn't the character that he played, was it?
Hold on, I'm looking at it. I don't think that was. I think Johnny. The amazing Kreskin was an actual guy.
Fortune teller, Johnny Carson.
Yeah, the magician with the big glasses.
Okay, so there was Karnak, but that was when he wore the big
stupid hat. Yeah, Karnak was when... it's a turban, Greg. And he would do the
That's not a turban, is it?
I think it was a turban.
That's not a turban.
I think that's what it would be called.
I mean, all right. Well, you know what? I'm not changing what I said. He wore a big stupid hat.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that's when he would. Oh no! You know what? It's not a turban.
No, it's like it looks like he's got a pillow on his head.
I think it was based on that.
Okay.
Based on like a turban, but he would do like jokes and stuff. Like here's one.
Sis boom ba. Sis boom ba.
Okay, so now what's the punchline? I don't know. I can't think of anything good.
I don't know.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
I mean, I guess that's funny.
Oh, there's that McMahon. God.
Is that McMahon?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So...
Wow, McMahon really liked that, huh?
Best... Here's what I'm thinking. I think they gave him the punchline, or they gave him the little setup. Like he would read off the teleprompter, "Sis boom ba."
Yeah.
But he had no idea what was in the envelope.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, he shouldn't. Yeah. Otherwise, it's. You know.
And then he would open the thing and read that because Johnny was loving it too.
Hmm. Sis boom ba. Wow. That's something.
Yeah. So I'm the I'm Karnak.
Alright, you're a Karnak. I mean, did we
Karnakophobia. Fear of Johnny Carson.
Are we giving up on the idea that there was another fortune teller or
Wait, what are you talking about? No, there is. The amazing Kreskin is a guy.
Oh, okay. You're still standing by the fact that he's a guy.
Go to Amazing Kreskin. That's amazing, spelt the usual way. Kreskin, KreskiN.com/wrong. And it won't take you to anything, but if you take off the wrong, it'll take you to the Amazing Kreskin's website.
Okay. Well,
and he makes predictions every year. Like December 29th, 2016, there's a YouTube video of him standing next to a weird looking dude making predictions about 2017.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's listed as a magician, so he would do, like, mentalism tricks and stuff.
Wait, you and John didn't talk about this guy on the documentary show, did you?
No, that's the guy that debunks.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Debunks the people. That's the amazing Randy.
Yeah, okay. He was on Carson, too, though, right?
Yeah, he would come on Carson and debunk people.
Okay, right. Got it. I'm crossing my wires.
Yeah, you're all sorts of messed up on this.
Yeah.
There's Karnak, Kreskin, and Randy.
All right. Got it.
Kreskin, Karnak, and Randy walk into a bar. They sit down to have a drink. Karnak gets up, punches Kreskin in the face, says, "What'd you do that for?" He goes, "I know what you're going to say about my mother." Not good. Just came up with it, though. Let's cut that out.
Oh.
It seemed like the setup to a joke, and then when I got there, nothing happened.
All right.
All right, let's cut that part out.
This is Ben, but you're wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodella.
Remember, everyone, no regrets, and sis boom squish. That's the sound that Keith makes when he comes. I have no idea. I just kept talking. I don't know.
I thought you were gonna say sis boom ba. That's the sound Keith makes when his jokes bomb.
Oh, that might have been better.
Thank you for listening to the Bet You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to BYWPodcast@gmail.com.